I was approached by two entrepreneurs who are looking to bring this to Letterkenny in the Aura Leisure Centre. I think it's a huge opportunity, obviously, to try and bring people to the town. Food is a huge seller at the moment. There's a huge interest in it. Also, the whole aspect of healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and we would be hoping over a weekend in the Aura it would attract many visitors.
And with, as you mentioned, healthy living, and if it was to be hosted in Aura, is this what would the main emphasis would be on here?
Absolutely, Barry. As I say, it has become a phenomenon around the interest that's there in food. We've seen Donegal Town be very successful. We've seen other parts of the country, in Dublin indeed. And the next, I think over the St. Patrick's weekend, there's a large food festival actually in Derry City itself as part of the, I suppose, the follow-on from the City of Culture. So what I would like to see is Letterkenny coming to the fore in that. And obviously then you'd have other attractions around, not just the food festival, but family-oriented, family friendly, and it's all about, as people said, with Donegal versus Monaghan recently in the Donald Park in Letterkenny. You had 7,000 or 8,000 people were attracted to the town, very, very well run by the club and the county board. But the spin off then was for the restaurants, the bars, the hotels, and that's what we want to see. That's why we want these events to attract people to the town and the region.
And with the number of people taking part in running, taking part in these boot camps in the northwest, there could be a real opening for a healthy living food festival.
Definitely, and if you look at even the emphasis now on people who seem to be diagnosed that are celiac or with other kind of allergies to food, there could be some type of food testing done on the day, recommendations, and indeed, as you say, there's a huge emphasis now on what we should be eating and the dietary evaluations and advice that could be also encompassed on a festival like this, and I think that would definitely have the interest of the general public out there.